last week, we told you that Dell was in talks to buy EMC, the parent company of VMware, and a major player in the software and hardware market for storage products used in high-efficiency data centers. Today, Dell announced the $67 billion acquisition that Bloomberg News is calling the largest tech deal ever. For reference, the second biggest tech acquisition was Facebook's purchase of WhatsApp for $19 billion. That makes the Dell EMC deal 3.5 times larger. The agreement will allow the PC maker to broaden its product lineup and remain competitive. EMC hopes the acquisition will ease the fears of investors who have demanded more growth. Google Cardboard is expanding to 39 languages in 100 countries, according to the Google Developers blog. The updated app will be available for both Android and iOS and will feature a major overhaul of the sensor fusion algorithms that integrate the signals from the gyroscope and accelerometer. That is science for make virtual reality look more like real reality. Google Cardboard will also now work with Street View, which means you can now use a Google Cardboard headset to explore almost anywhere in the world. And another Minority Report is becoming reality news. A company called MUV Interactive will begin selling a new input device to replace the mouse. It's called the Bird, and it combines with a TV or a projector to turn any surface or the air into a giant touchpad. Ars Technica says MUV Interactive will begin selling the Bird to the public with a promotional price of $150 for the first 15,000 units. After that, it will cost $250. Google Trends gives us an interesting look into how quickly we lose interest in a particular news story, no matter how horrific or potentially divisive the topic is. The Huffington Post points out that Google searches for gun control experienced a sharp spike after the mass shooting in Oregon, but have since dropped greatly in the 10 days since the murders, even though there have been several copycat shootings since. And in happier news, last week we reported on college student Sanmay Ved, the former Google employee who managed to buy the Google.com domain for $12 and own it for about 5 minutes. Ved received over $10,000 as a cash reward for reporting the error instead of keeping the domain for himself. But the story gets even better. Instead of keeping the money, Ved donated it to a charity that focuses on bringing education to the poorer areas of India. Google also matched the donation.